Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS development, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS and Mac developer based in Herndon, Virginia. This is show number 100, and today is Wednesday, December 12th. Developing Perspective is never longer than 15 minutes, so let's get started. So like I just said, this is episode 100 of Developing Perspective, which is, you know, certainly an opportunity to take advantage of the kind of odd thing that people love to do, where we latch onto nice big round numbers and, you know, give them extra weight and extra value because they're nice big and round. And so basically, yeah, I mean, I've been doing Developing Perspective for quite a while now, and it's kind of exciting to actually get to episode 100. I think I started with a few beta episodes, and I've done a couple of interviews, so I've done more than 100. But this is certainly, you know, episode 100 of the main episodes that I do, and it's kind of exciting to arrive there. And to at this point, to have an audience, you know, to be the people who are listening to this right now to hear, hopefully, you know, the experiences I've shared and the things I've learned from being an independent iOS developer. That's kind of exciting. You know, I don't know where this is going to go. I don't know how long I'll be doing the show, but at least for a while, this is, you know, this has been something that's kind of cool, and it's nice to hit a big milestone and see, you know, sort of what it took to get here. So for today, what I'm going to talk about is, I think the title of this episode is probably going to end up being showing up. I make up titles at the end of the shows. Just kind of based on my gut, based on, you know, after I just talked for 15 minutes and see kind of what sticks. You know, there's no complicated other methodology. It's not like a 5x5 show with this whole system and voting and thing. And you know, I'm just thinking about it as I go. And my guess is sometimes ahead of the time, I know what I'm going to do. I think this one's just going to be showing up. And I think about that because it is episode 100. And it's an interesting opportunity to kind of think about that and to think about, you know, how do you get to a place like this, you know, and what are the steps that it takes? And this applies to anything. It applies to apps. I'll probably be using a lot of app examples just because that's what I do. But you think about it as, you know, recently and often, there's all these articles that get, you know, that tend to get sent around or get written about, you know, I think there's one recent one titled, you know, is this the end of the indie app developer? You know, there's a couple about, you know, looking at the success of Fantastic Hell and Letterpress and talking about, you know, is that a pattern that you could repeat, or, you know, are those the outliers? And the thing is, whenever I see all of these things, it's one of these, it creates this funny set of expectations that it kind of comes from a place that your goal in creating something is for it to be wildly successful. And broadly speaking, I would say if that's your goal, if you're developing something for the purpose of it being wildly successful, you're almost certainly going to fail. And I don't say that to be harsh or to, you know, to be unkind, but in my experience, and this is kind of the flow that I've walked through as I've been an app developer, as I've gone through this process. I remember when I was first starting out, you know, I was always focused on the money. I was focused on, can I make enough revenue? Can I make enough revenue? You know, it's the business side of it. And what I found very quickly is that money is a terrible motivator, at least for me, and mostly because it's nice that it's countable, it's nice that it's measurable, it's nice that it's something that you can kind of wrap your head around, but ultimately, money is something that you'll never have enough of, probably, and you'll never be content with how much you have. I mean, struggling with contentment is, you know, that's a whole life, you know, broader life question, but broadly speaking, I mean, I've never known anybody who was kind of like, you know, I make enough money. You know, I'm good with where I am. I mean, it's very few people kind of have that mindset. And I think especially the entrepreneurial type of person is never very rarely going to fall there. I mean, I think there was a great, I think it was Larry Ellison, you know, and it's like, you know, how much money do you want to make? And he was talking about, it's like, well, I just want to make at least one more dollar. And it's like, you have that mindset. It's like, no matter how much money you have, you know, you have billions of dollars. If you're a kind of person who has an entrepreneurial spirit, you're probably always going to be wanting to be seeking out that next thing, the next, you know, the big next thing. And so money then becomes a terrible motivator because you'll never get there. If your goal and your thing that you're reaching for is something you'll never achieve, you'll kind of fall flat. It gets very depressing very quickly, or it just kind of loses its edge. And then for me, after, you know, I kind of came to grips with that and stopped focusing so much on the money, I started focusing a little bit on the, I guess you could call it, popularity. And this gets into, you know, I'm trying to, how many you know, total downloads can I get? How many follows do I have on Twitter? How many people listen to my podcast? You know, these kind of things that are also measurable. And, you know, maybe it's just my gut. I'm a bit of a spreadsheet nerd, but I love thinking, you know, I like thinking about and talking about things that I can measure. And so I started, you know, kind of focusing on that. And that's great and that's interesting. But the problem is ultimately that's you end up building things for the wrong reasons. You know, it's very – the things that you would do to build an app that if your primary goal is volume, you know, if you're trying to get in front of as many people as possible, you know, kind of – which is essentially how popular can you get, you'll end up chasing things that are probably not worthwhile and worthwhile in a very subjective way. But worthwhile, you know, not worthwhile nevertheless. You know, you think of, you know, just go to the top list in the store, and you'll see a lot of junk. You'll see a lot of things that are catering to people's sort of base instincts that are catering to, you know, sometimes taking advantage of people, sometimes, you know, misleading people. There's all kinds of things that you can do if you're just trying to do volume that really, at the end of the day, make you not necessarily the person you would want to be. And, you know, this is speaking from my experience, and these are all sort of value judgments, but, you know, in my experience, that's not a great thing to be pursuant. I mean, it's sort of, you know, and similarly in anything, like you, being popular means you're optimizing for popularity. And I don't know if as an engineer, that's something that I want to be optimizing for. There's hopefully other things that I'll talk about later that are better. And so the next phase that I went into and the next thing I started talking about and thinking about was what are the... You know, maybe instead of optimizing for popularity, I want to optimize for respect. I want to define success for myself as being a respected member of the community. And this started to get a lot closer to something that was motivating, something that was interesting. It's I think of the now famous talk at South by Southwest with Merlin Mann and John Gruber, where they were talking about keeping an ideal sort of audience in mind when you're creating something, that you want to have in your mind a picture of who it is that you're trying to impress, who it is that you're trying to reach out to and kind of grab onto. And that was much, like for a long time, that was much, much, much sort of more helpful, was to be thinking in those ways. You know, it's like I'm trying to write an app that the designers I admire would think is good, you know, nice looking, that the developers I admire would think is well built, that the reporters and authors I would like would think is worth reviewing, you know, those types of things. And you get having that externality of kind of a quality is certainly helpful, especially as you're trying to define and navigate your own tastes. That got me pretty close. And for a lot of people, I'd say that's a good place to start, of trying to define success for yourself as what does it look like? You know, who are you trying to impress? Who would you love to... You know, to say, wow, this is a cool thing. You know, is that, are you going after, you know, a certain celebrity or certain, sports figure, whatever? Is it a technical author? Is it, you know, a blogger? You're like, oh man, I'd love to be written up on these sites. I'd love to have so-and-so know that so-and-so uses my app. Like, those are cool things. But ultimately, what I found struggling with that is that's also very difficult because it's an external thing, and you're starting to chase. You kind of end up chasing your tail because you're not that person. You don't know what they like. You can kind of infer it maybe from other things, but the reality is you have to feel internally that what you're doing is worthwhile. That you have to think what you're doing is excellent. And it's perhaps a trite thing to say, but in the end of the day, you need to be optimizing, I think, for whatever you think is quality. And for me, if I had to characterize what I would say success is at this point, is being able on a daily basis to make things that I'm proud of. And that applies to all kinds of things. That applies to the apps I make, that applies to the shows I do, that applies to the things I write. Across the board, that's success. It's not how much money I make, it's not how many people think I'm cool, you know, what my popularity is by whatever measure. It's not how many people respect the work I do. Those are all nice things. Those are all perhaps essential things, you know, especially money, in terms of being able to continue. But success is, can I continue on a day-to-day basis in creating things that I'm proud of? And when I look at my portfolio, especially the work I've done recently, that's been my goal, and that's what I'm striving towards. And that's what helps me to show up every day. That's what, when I'm getting frustrated, it's, am I proud of this? No? Well, then I probably shouldn't ship it. Then I probably should work harder on it. Then I should probably make something better. And it, you know, it's helped me to avoid a lot of traps. It's helped me to kind of make better choices, to kind of have that as my mindset and to be what I'm kind of working towards. And I say that on the show and, you know, on episode 100 specifically, because I know a lot of people who get stuck in one of the earlier categories, where they start beating themselves up on, they make an app and it doesn't sell well, it doesn't make enough money, or they are doing something and they're, you know, they think it's really cool, but no one else does, or the, you know, they build something trying to impress other people, rather than trying to impress themselves, you know, kind of the negative forms of those first three traits, and they end up, as a result, not doing things anymore, that they get discouraged, that they stop working on things. And that's far more of a tragedy. What I love are the people who make things that they think are cool, that they're proud of, and that when they, you know, and like when someone who shows me an app that they've built, that they're proud of, you can kind of tell when they show it to you and they're like, "Hey, man, check this out. Look what I did." And it's like, even if that's something that I would never use, you know, or whatever, like I don't think there's a market for it. Like there's lots of other things that go into it. But it's a success if they think that that was worth building. And that's kind of where you start. And I've had some people talk to me about, you know, developing perspective. This show, what you're listening to now, you know, it's sort of how it got to where it is and all these things. Like, you know, if I had any, you know, insights or thoughts of that for other people. And the reality is, for a long time, and to some degree now, I'm just a guy sitting in a closet reading, you know, sort of talking into a microphone. There's no one outside necessarily validating that. You know, I can look at the download numbers, I guess, and see how many people are doing it. And it's nice to hear from people when they say, "Hey, it's great. You know, I really appreciate it. You helped me. You motivated me," something like that. But you have to be comfortable just doing it. If it is just you in a room making something, you have to think that that thing is worth making, just, you know, without any of that, without those other parts, because otherwise you're going to get very discouraged very quickly. And that's just the experience I had. You know, when I was chasing after, money as a goal, it's like, that's, you know, "Oh, great. I made, you know, I made it more than I did the month before. That's great. Well, I guess I need to do that again and again and again." And you're chasing your tail again. You know, if I want to be more and more popular, it's like I start optimizing for the lowest common denominator, and that's kind of lame. Or if I start, you know, caring too much about what other people think about me, then I start straying from things that I think are important and start, you know, creating my value from other people, which is probably not a wise thing to do. So anyway, that's kind of the thought I have. It's probably a bit hand-wavy and a little less practical. Maybe I'll get back to my practical series next week or in our next show, but I just kind of wanted to think about it. It's something I've been thinking about kind of as I hit a milestone of saying, you know, how did I get here? And the reality is, it's just, I just kept sitting down in front of a microphone and talking, was concerned and worried about, how do I make what I'm doing better? How do I improve the quality of it? How do I make myself more and more proud of what I'm doing? And I think if you do that, apply that to almost anything, you'll be in a good shape. You'll be constantly making better and better things. You'll constantly be motivated to keep making good things. And you'll be able to kill your darlings more easily, because you'll look at something and say, "I don't care if other people will like it. I don't care if it'll make me money. I don't care if it will gain me respect to some degree. What I want is for me to be proud of what I'm doing. And if I'm doing something I'm not particularly proud of, maybe that's not what I should be doing." Anyway, so that's today's show. As always, if you have questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, I'm on Twitter @_DavidSmith, and I'm on AppNet @DavidSmith. And I just wanted to mention, it's probably worth doing, that I have a bunch of people who ask about, you know, sort of, "Oh, you know, do you do sponsorships? Do you do all those kinds of things?" And the reality is, I don't. And at this point, I don't really necessarily expect to at any point in the future. You know, who knows? But how do I support this? You know, it's like, how do I support the show? You know, if you had a sponsor, it's like I could buy their product or whatever. And the reality is, if you're a listener and you find the show useful and you like it, the best thing you can do if you want to support it is to tell someone who doesn't know about it, to talk to a friend, talk to a colleague, mention it on Twitter, doing those kinds of things to hopefully help the content of it reach a broader audience. That's the number one thing you can do if you wanted to support the show, is just to, you know, tell someone who you think could benefit from it. But otherwise, that's it for the show, and I will talk to you later. Happy coding. Bye.